because we are demanding that our Spokane County Jail to stop working with ICE and CBP. Do we want them to work with ICE and CBP?
No!
Do we want them to work with ICE and CBP?
No!
Today we are here to ask Greyhound that we don't like that they're letting CBP go into their buses with semi-automatic rifles and asking people for papers. Do we like that?
No!
Today is the day that we get to be the voice of the people that can't be here today. So I want y'all to use our privilege today, and when we go out to the streets today, let's be as loud as we can.
Who's feeling the power? Woo! Who's feeling the power?
Woo!
That's right. Today, we are here standing in front of this building. Because this is a prayer for deportation. Spokane is a prayer for deportation. Communities from all across Washington are transported here. As Martine said, any dollars. That's how much they're paying. So they're paying any dollars per person. That's the price that they're putting in our communities, on our brothers and our sisters. On a daily basis, people are transported here. If you're not black or brown, you are harassed. You are detained by CBP and you are brought here. You are caged. So today we are here to tell every single person inside that building that's currently separated from their family, from their children, from their mother, from their wife. You are not alone. Can you all join me on saying that?
You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Today. I want to tell you thank you so much. My name is Simhaikin, and I'm here with the American Indian Studies Program. I was asked to be a speaker today. Wow. And I'm here to to be an ally. I'm here to build bridges as Indigenous people. And I think that's so important for us to understand, is that we're all Indigenous and that we need to work together to raise awareness about these issues that impact our communities. So I want to talk about how borders impact all of us. They impact all of us equally. My people are from the northern part of Washington, right? And our people are impacted by the Canadian border. We have problems up there all the time too. And I just want to say that your problems are our problems too. We have treaties that say that we're supposed to have free access to Canada. We're supposed to be able to go and see our brothers and our sisters. Yes. We're supposed to be able to go and do ceremony with one another. And we're stopped by that border all the time. They tell us that, you know, like we need to have documentation and everything like that. I got my tribal ID. It says that I have the right to go back and forth whenever I want to.
Yes.
It's so important to raise awareness about these issues. I mean, I was blocked at the border and they tried to tell me I had alcohol and all these different things. And I just wanted to go to a ceremony with my family. You know, and these are the things that they're trying to do to us. They're trying to prevent us from going back and forth. They made these lines. The border crossed us, right? We were here first. Our people were here first. And they try to stop us and they draw these lines across our lands and tell us we can't cross them anymore. And we need to challenge that. We need to create immigration reform for all sides, for all of our people. I just want to say how grateful I am for everyone who's here today and being here and raising awareness about these issues, because they're all of our issues. We're all family here. I got family from both sides of the border. I got family from Mexico, I got family from Canada, and I got family right here. And it's so important for us to work together on this issue. I just want to end by saying that no one is illegal on stolen land, right? Most of y'all are immigrants. This is true, right? I'm not, but hey. I stand with you all, okay? Finally, love fucking act. Thank you, my friends.
Many of you might know me as Drea. I am my mom, she is Spokane tribe, and my father is Hispanic, so I'm Indian Taco. I grew up on the Spokane Reservation. I was very isolated. I didn't know there was this big old world out here, because we're very isolated. We're put there with nothing, and you know, we know nothing. But I luckily, you know, I made it off the reservation. I'm here, urbanized. But one thing, you know, as a Native American and growing up isolated and stuff, one thing we're used to is people dying and being murdered, and it's something we shouldn't be used to. And it happens far too often, and 10 times more people are being arrested and put in these jails. And it's up to us to stand up and speak out, so I'm very thankful for everybody coming together today. It means a lot. And this is what community looks like. So. Time for them to start, you know, choosing people over profit. Enough is enough. Last year, I was asked to help for the Missing Murdered Indigenous Women Walk, and so my group, the MAC Movement, Music, Art, and Creativity Movement, we worked with the City Council. We did a bunch of art projects, just doing awareness of the Missing Murdered Indigenous people. And we worked really hard, and we were able to get a proclamation passed to recognize the Missing Murdered Indigenous. We decided not to just put women, because we didn't want to forget about our men, because also our men are being missing and murdered as well. So we thought, since they're going to do this for us, let's make sure we don't forget about them. And so May 5th is the day of recognition for the Missing Murdered Indigenous people. So if you want to support and spread awareness, please wear red on that day. That is how you can show support and spread awareness. Just look around. We're all beautiful people. I just want to thank you all for being here and coming together. This is beautiful, and this is what community looks like. We just got to stand up and speak out so they know, they hear us. Thank you.
How are my beautiful people doing? ¿Dónde está mi gente? Okay, so we're going to get started with something that really gets to my heart because I fully believe that we can do it when we're all united. So thank all of you for being here, taking part of your day. We could have been eating, we could have been in school, we could have been working, getting that money, but hey, we're here for the community, aren't we? My name is Maria Lizeth Diepez Perez. Yo nací en Aguililla, Michoacán, Mexico. I came to the United States at the age of 9 along with my 4 siblings and my parents. And let me tell you that I am here fighting for our community today, tomorrow, and the following day, and next week, next year, until we have justice! So I really wanted to talk to you all about a group that that has evolved, that has opened up. I started getting involved with this group as soon as I got to Washington State University, and I've seen it grow along with my group, along with my friends, my sisters now, my brothers, my mentors, one of my bigger sisters that I wish I had. I'm gonna start crying if I don't stop. But hey, the Crimson Group, we're known in Pullman, Washington, and Washington State University. I see all of those groups creating in every university, Red Group, Yellow Group, Purple Group. We see you, we love you, and we hope to get connected with you so we can continue fucking shit up. Yeah, I really want to tell you all that I'm really glad all of you are here. Please don't stop fighting for our communities, because all of us are here to continue helping and fighting for our communities. I love that poster, education, not deportation. Please put it high enough, because we are here fighting for them, whether we have to skip school or not. Liberation, not deportation. We need an immigration reform now. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were sweet, and we will continue blooming and rising. Okay, y'all, I'll pass it on, because I literally forgot what I was going to say, but I love y'all. Thank you for being here.
Can we hear again from Maria, one of the baddest mujeres I know? Thank you for throwing it down for our community always, whether it's in Pullman, Washington, Tri-Cities, D.C. Maria is always there. My name is Carolina Silva Martinez, and I'm a proud immigrant. My parents are from Ukraine and Peru, so I am a weird mix. But I'm here today to share my story, not just as a student, but as a community member. I moved to the United States when I was 9 years old, and I lived in Miami, Florida, where a lot of new immigrants from South America come. And when I moved to Nevada, I actually started cleaning hotels when I was about 11. I started cleaning really rich people's condos, like down the street from the strip, condos for people like Trump. So my little immigrant girl hands, along with other undocumented immigrants, were cleaning those places for those people to make sure that they had what they needed to have the convenience that they wanted to have in their everyday lives. And when I moved to Utah in 2011, Utah is one of those places that has contracts with ICE. If y'all have ever heard of a 287G, I won't get into it, but when my brother was stopped for a traffic stop, he was put in jail, and then he was held on an ICE retainer. My family raised the money to come up with the bail, but that didn't matter. My brother was put in deportation proceedings right away because Utah, like Spokane, chooses profit over people. So I'm here today to say that we are here for people and that we should have people over profit. People over profit.
Can I get me?
Yeah.
People over profit. People over profit!
So thank you for being here. Thank you for holding the city of Spokane accountable. It's not the only city. It's not the only county that is doing this. We have to continue speaking because when this becomes our reality, when this becomes our everyday, our business as usual, we have to get on. What do we have to do? We have to fuck shit up, like Maria said. We have to get on the streets. We have to disturb their business as usual, because this is not okay, right? Yeah. This is not the community that I want to be a part of. Thank you all for being here. We are here to stay.
I want to give it up to everyone that we are showing solidarity for. There's a reason why we chose red, and because not only is red a color that we use to exemplify May 1st, but also there's a way that we can show solidarity with our indigenous people that are being taken as well. And this is the same Athens system. I was going to say backwards, there's kids. There's the same system that are messing our people up, and we're going to keep fighting, right?
Yeah!
We're going to keep fighting, right?
Yeah!
We're going to keep fighting, and we're also going to keep raising our voices, because this might not seem like a lot of people, but I'll tell you what, this is a lot more people that they had yesterday.
Yeah!
So they heard us today. They know that we're here, and they know that we know what is going on. I also want to say that today is not only about our demands, but also we want to let Spokane know that we got a big win last week.
Woo!
Last week, we passed a legislation across the state called Keep Washington Working.
Woo!
And that means that this jail, after 2 years of their contract, will not be able to work with agencies like CBP and ICE to go after our people. I let the jail know to end the contract now. Don't wait 2 years. End it now, or we're going to keep on coming. We're going to keep on coming for the next 2 years, because our people deserve to keep fighting for their rights. Am I right? Are we going to win?
Yeah!
Are we going to win?
Yeah!
Are we going to win?
Yeah!
Guess what? We already won in the state, now we gotta bring it to Spokane.
Woo!